Hello, this is the Exotic Fat, Al speaking.
Yeah, hi, my name's Sarah Kershaw. I was just in there just before with Limoncello. He had a little bandage put on his tail.
He is
not leaving this thing alone. Like, he is just sat chewing on it and not doing anything else.
That is fairly typical for a lot of your birds. So these guys really won't things on their feathers or on themselves at all, and so that's why he's kind of chewing at that. If he is just chewing it to the point where he's like not ripping it off or there's actually no real damage to it, it's completely fine, and he should potentially just leave that alone after a little while.
Just
keep an eye on that, and if he does dislodge it, then we can replace that fairly easily.
Yeah, it's more the fact that I'm just worried about him because he's just not doing anything else but chewing on this thing.
No. He won't do it to the point where he starves himself at all. He is just almost like when we get a new watch or a new bracelet or something like that, you kind of fidget with it because it's there on your skin. That's similar to what he's doing. So just keep an eye on him because that's a fairly normal and routine thing for them to do. And then, you know, they will continue that. He might leave it alone after in about an hour or so and go about his normal day. But as long as the bandage is staying on and there's, you know, no damage to it where it's kind of falling off or anything, it's completely fine.
Yeah, he's kind of picked off the corner of it already.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, that's okay. Just keep us in the loop because if there is anything else, then we can change it. But otherwise, it's not really a
What time are you open to today?
So we close at about 1. So another 40-ish minutes. Just keep an eye on it. And if there is any issues, then we can kind of get you guys back in quickly just to redo that.
Yeah, like I said, my only concern is he's just not doing anything else.
That's fairly standard.
It's a bit distressing to watch because he's just so distressed over it.
Yep. No, that is them to a T. So, like I said, just keep an eye on it and we can kind of replace that if needed. But these guys, he's only got a little beak, so he should only be able just to kind of chew it little bits. And if that's the case, look at
yeah,
the
he's
end
just,
of the world.
he's found the edge of it where it was sealed down and that's what he's fallen off.
Yeah, so like, just keep an eye on it, and if you wanted to, give me a call back if there was any advancement or anything like that with it. But yeah, it's not a foreign thing for these guys to be acting like that and that vigorously as well.
Yeah. So when does it become a problem? Like, you know, if he doesn't, like, is he just going to do this like for hours and hours?
Potentially. But he's not going to starve himself. He will eat and he will locomote and get around. It's not. That's not really a concern. He will. These guys, because it's something on their feathers, they don't like things on their feathers. They want to preen it off and clean themselves. That's what he's trying to do. He's like, get this thing off me because I need myself clean. And that's why he's kind of that persistent with it. But that shouldn't last too long.
It's just hard to watch him so distressed.
And these guys, it can be a little bit tough with these guys because, like I said, they don't want anything on their feathers. If you put a bandage on their foot or you put a bandage on their wing or you put a little Elizabethan collar on them, they just try and rip at it. So that's them to a T. Just keep an eye on it because if he's just only like chewed a little bit off the end and he leaves it alone, that's completely fine. But if you're able to give me a call just before we close up and let me know if there's any advancement with that, we can kind of work it out. But if not, just keep an eye on it over the weekend, and if there was any issues, we open up again on Monday.
Okay,
so we can get you guys back in if needed for another bandage change.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. You are very welcome. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
No worries. Bye-bye.